The 14th of June marks 15 years of an Israeli land, air, and sea blockade of the Gaza Strip. That's one of the most densely populated areas in the world. 2 million Palestinians live in what has been described as the world's largest open-air prison.
Since Hamas took over the Gaza Strip in 2007, after legislative elections, Israel has imposed a full siege on the enclave. It strictly controls everyone and everything going in or out. It's further damaged Gaza's bleak economy and the dire living conditions of its 2 million people. And that's been worsened by both Israel and Egypt keeping their borders closed. Israel allows passage through the Erez crossing only in what it considers exceptional humanitarian cases. In Human Rights Watch's latest report on Israel's siege, it states, the closure has devastated the economy in Gaza, contributed to fragmentation of the Palestinian people, and forms part of Israeli authorities' crimes against humanity, of apartheid and persecution against millions of Palestinians.
Israeli authorities should lift the closure of Gaza, end the generalized travel ban, and permit freedom of movement, subject to, at most, individual screenings for security reasons.
More than 60% are refugees, depending on the United Nations Refugees Agency for food, education, and medical aid.
There is no tomorrow, actually, here in the Gaza Strip. I will give you one figure about the number of people who used to receive food from UNRWA, food coupons from UNRWA in 2000. The number was 70,000 people. Now we are talking about 1,100,000 people. This is how the number are, rising.
Wael Al-Ghussein once owned a factory producing medical and industrial equipment. But Israeli officials stop materials entering Gaza they say can be used for dual use, meaning civilian and military. He says that's left him and more than 30 other workers without jobs.
Many essential materials from our factory were banned from entering Gaza. This caused our factory to stop working. It's a piece of junk now, and we were forced to send all workers home.
Since Israel imposed its blockade, it's also launched four military assaults on Gaza. With the siege preventing construction materials such as steel and cement from reaching Gaza, reconstruction has been near impossible. The UN warned in 2015 that living conditions in Gaza were deteriorating so rapidly it could become uninhabitable by 2020. Now, in 2022, Palestinians in Gaza are still living under Israel's blockade, denied their basic right to freedom, and with little or no hope of a better future. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.